Mike Wallace spoke to the media today in the locker room and is clearly frustrated with his production. I mean, 39 yards the other day, just the one touchdown on the season. I have no problem with him being frustrated about his production. I'd much rather a guy in Mike Wallace's situation be frustrated about it than just sort of being like, whatever, I'm getting paid. So that's A. I'm all for Mike Wallace being frustrated. But there's obviously, you know, a growing frustration as time goes on. Juice, I don't think anybody imagined he'd have just one touchdown at this point, that Ian Tannehill, you know, wouldn't have hooked up for that long touchdown yet. And as a wide receiver, you know, it can be a frustrating thing, and it clearly is for Mike Wallace right now, who said, hey, look, winning the game is first and the most important thing, but he's clearly not happy with the, you know, with his production so far this year.
Yeah, you know, it's been strange. After week one, we heard from Mike Wallace a little bit about his frustration in the Cleveland game, even though we won, you know, and he had a tough guy in Joe Hayden, and they had some safety help over the top. He's you know, everybody as a wide receiver wants to contribute, especially when your team goes out there and wins. You want to be a big part of that. And when you lose, you really feel like you should have been able to do more to help the team win. So I understand his frustration because he's used to having big numbers, having a lot of touchdowns by now, having a lot of receptions by now, having a lot of yards by now. And it just hasn't happened between he and Ryan Tannehill. So it's just that connect that we thought might, you know, could work in the offseason, work in the preseason. They didn't get a lot of work in the preseason. Then we hope it would work during the game. It's hard to get it going during the game, though, as everybody knows, man. Everybody's going to pay a lot of attention to Mike. And you look at other guys that are getting their plays off, you know, Charles Clay, you know, Rashard Matthews, even Brian Harlan. These guys are getting opportunities because of what's happening with Mike Wallace. But you do understand his frustration. And I would be upset with Mike Wallace if he wasn't a little bit upset. Don't be crazy about it when your team goes out there and wins and you're acting like that. But he's not being that way. He's saying that he'd like to contribute more. He'd like to be, you know, targeted more. And they got to find different ways to get him the ball. Ryan has to find different ways to get the ball. And also Mike has to find a way to attack the ball a little bit more to help himself out. So his numbers could increase on both sides if Ryan can get him some of those, but also if he's a little more aggressive towards the rock.
I like your take, and you can see that the Miami Dolphins – on Sunday, they were trying to get him the ball in different aspects of the game. They had the reverse with him. They threw him a couple of hitches out there as well. They also tried the hitches the previous game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So the Miami Dolphins, knowing that the connection is not there in the deep passes, yes, they still call them. Sometimes defense dictates that they can't throw that pass.
Sure.
But the Miami Dolphins, they're still trying to get the ball to him. We want to see Mike Wallace in some space. We want to see him get that ball and be able to, like, just run. Haven't seen a lot of that.
Yeah, Frank in Weston checks in via text. He says, Tannehill can't be expected to throw the perfect long ball if he's only getting to throw one per game. Let him take more shots. Do you think there's anything to that? And look, it's not literally one per game, although the average may end up being there. But, you know, the deep shots that they've tried to Wallace, sometimes it's more than one in a game. Sometimes it's none in a game, as OJ said. It's a little bit about what look the defense is giving you. But do you think there's some merit to what Frank and Weston is saying there?
No. I mean, you not at all.
Sorry, Frank.
Yeah, because you warm up. I mean, you warm up with every throw you're going to throw. I mean, when the time presents itself in the game, you let it fly. You know what I mean? So it's all about, you know, during the games, we don't practice every pass, but Ryan has to make every single throw. But they warm up with everything they're going to use in that game. So if you only get the one opportunity, you got to connect on it. It doesn't matter how many times you do it in the game. You can't throw out eight bombs in a game, you know, and hope for two of them to connect. You got to, you know, whenever that one presents itself, those two have to make that connection.
Agreed.
Let's go out to the phones. Jason's up in Fort Pierce. What is up, Jason? How are you, man?
I'm doing all right.
What's happening?
I have a question. What can we do to get more production out of Mike Wallace?
Hit the deep ball. That'd be a good place to start. Thanks, Jason. I mean, we've talked about it a lot, and as we just said with Darlington, we're going to talk about it more until it gets better. You know, the big conversation this week for me is about Ryan's got to hit him in stride. You know, and look, I'm not saying Wallace has played perfectly this year, and I'm not saying that he can't do things to make it easier on Ryan Tannehill. But the example from this past game against Carolina and San Diego, and it isn't the first time this year. When he's got the guy beat or the guys beat by three, four, five steps like he did, Ryan's got to unleash it and put it out in front of him. Let him go run underneath of it because that is 6 points. It is a touchdown. And when it's underthrown, or last week, remember when it was thrown out of bounds on that near sideline? I mean, to me, that's what's got to happen next. You know, we got to, and I don't know if that means they got to work more after practice, if they got to do more stuff at practice, or if it's just taking a couple. I don't know. I don't have the magic answer to that. I don't know that there is a magic answer to that, but that's what I need to see. I need to see Ryan Tannehill hitting Mike Wallace in stride, down the sideline. I feel like then maybe we can get this thing on track.
Jesse, you don't get very many opportunities like that in this league. You don't get very many of those at all, Troy. You know, and when you get a chance to hit that home run, you got to hit it because it doesn't happen like that a lot of times. For that ball to be a little bit short with the wind behind you, it just is perplexing that it happened that way. It's also perplexing that Mike didn't make, in my opinion, as a receiver, more of an effort to go up there either draw the PI or go make that catch. Mm-hmm. But when you've got that home run, you've got to get. You don't want Mike downshifting. You want Mike to put it in sixth gear
and go get
that thing. So next time, I think, you know, I'm sure they work on it. You got to keep it in bounds, and you got to let that thing fly. If anybody's – and here's also one thing that we have to think about. Mike Wallace is so fast, he's got to take more chances. When Mike Wallace is even with a DB – we call it when he's even, he's leaving. You still got to take chances when you don't think he's wide open. He doesn't have to be that wide open to take a shot down the field. So he's got to do that as well. When Mike Wallace is running neck and neck with somebody, you got to believe that your wide receiver is faster than him, and you got to send it out there, make him go get it, and see if that DB can keep up with the foot race.
He could create that separation right there the last, you know, few feet.
Duke did it all the time.
Yeah, you got to make him go get it. What I would like to see, and I don't know if we've really seen it that much this year, Juice, maybe you could help me on that, but – we're missing on the straight line down the sideline, and it's been there. Some is on Mike Wallace's side. Some is on Ryan Tannehill's side, offensive line side, all of that. But that deep across the field route, now I understand it takes a little bit more time for that play to develop there. But, you know, just taking an angle and throwing that angle into a particular play, it's still a deep ball. It's just going all the way across the field. I would like to see that because, I don't know, it might be a hang-up about just something thrown on a straight line.
Well, you know, the thing about most of the times the plays that we have that take a lot of time to develop, that's a big issue, unless you get him outside the pocket. Then when you get him outside the pocket, then you're going to condense to one side of the field. So I think if they could afford the protection in that, if they think they can hold the line, you know, can hold the defense out on that situation, they would try those things. But everything we have to do now has to be quicker. It has to be a lot quicker. No more than five steps. If you got play action going, you have to make sure that, you know that you protect the ball that way. And the only way to get the play action going is to be able to run the ball. So if we can run the ball, you can do a little bit more play action. But if you're talking about going five, seven steps and doing a deep crosser, Troy,
I want to see
that's
it.
Wistful thinking.
I know.
You saw it last year with the Heartline one at Arizona.
That's the play I'm talking about.
Yeah, you want to see the deep post or whatever it is over the top, and you hit him in stride, and you let him run to daylight.